streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to The Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is The Herd in Los Angeles. Sunny day again in Los Angeles. Live. The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joy is almost over completely. The Tylenol heavy in a haze because of a dentist appointment on Monday.
So I have Invisalign.
Yeah.
And I got a procedure done that's supposed to accelerate the teeth movement.
And it's a lot of work.
And, yeah, listen, you know, beauty is an investment.
Yes. Don't what, I know it.
What better investment than yourself, you know? it's almost healed. It's like, you know, when you do something and your teeth are, like, sore? So
yeah.
It hurts to chew?
Yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah. But I'm doing good.
All right. Well, it's beat up on Bill Belichick week. I've often said that about social media. Nobody has the actual courage to go at the tsunami or the avalanche. They just jump on board and bury people. So this week we beat up on Belichick because he's no good. And Tom Brady won the divorce. And we all kind of know quarterbacks, if they're great, are more valuable than coaches. Pete Carroll got fired a bunch of times. Then he got Russell Wilson. And now Pete Carroll's going to be a Hall of Famer. That is not to say Pete Carroll doesn't matter. But Mike Tomlin won a lot more games when Big Ben wasn't wobbling all over the field like an old man. And Sean Payton won a Super Bowl when Drew Brees was closer to his prime than at the end. We know that quarterbacks matter more than coaches. You know, what's the split? 60-40, 70-30, whatevs. But it's beat up on Belichick week because Brady's had so much enormous success. But it should be noted, Bill's the best football coach ever. Ask his peers. Ask Sean McVay. Ask Mike or Kyle Shanahan. Ask Parcells. Ask Jimmy Johnson, I have multiple times. Ask Tom Brady. Just think about this. Think about dynasties. In a sport where the average player lasts 4 to 4.5 years. So dynasties are hard in football because guys get hurt. Vince Lombardi's was 7 years, 60 to 67. Bill Walsh, 7 years. Chuck Knoll, 7 years. Belichick's like, bruh, triple it. But that's all Brady. We know that's not true. Here's six things to remember in Beat Up Bill Belichick week about the greatest football coach of all time. Number one, he drafted him. Nobody else did. Bill saw it and drafted him. Number two, he identified very early, read the books on Belichick, Brady's willfulness, his work ethic, his leadership. Number three, he didn't rush Tom Brady. Look at the Jets right now. He slowly, smartly built around Brady. Number four, he equipped him throughout his career with Moss, Welker, Edelman. And you know what all of them came at? Under market value. He didn't have to break up the team to get Moss or Gronk or Welker or Edelman. Either they got him in good trades that benefited Brady. They didn't have to give up an offensive lineman and draft picks to get him. Here's another thing Bill did in Beat Up on Bill Belichick week. He hired brilliant coordinators. Brady never had a miss at coordinator. Every great quarterback, I mean, Troy Aikman got stuck with Barry Switzer. Aaron Rodgers got stuck with McCarthy. Brady never even got a bad coordinator in New England. And oh yeah, this matters sort of. In the biggest games, Bill Belichick often outcoached, outsmarted, outdueled great coaches. McVay, Tomlin, Pete Carroll, Dungy, Hall of Fame guys, out-schemed him. Tom didn't have to compensate for his coach. Outperform. Tom's never thrown a first quarter touchdown in the Super Bowl. He's never needed to. He never had to play with a huge lead. You know, I've said this about presidents. You never get credit for the chaos you avoid. Didn't have any. There was no chaos for 20 years. I mean, Garoppolo, not really chaos. I mean, you're going to write books and there's going to be disagreements. New England had no, I mean, Deflategate, that's league imposed, Spygate, but didn't really affect Brady's performance. Brady was a better quarterback, look it up, after Deflategate than before it. You don't get credit for the chaos. They didn't have chaos at coordinator. They didn't give up the farm to get Randy Moss or a Wes Welker. They always got the right coach. They always had the best offensive line. They always had a top 10 defense. I love Brady. He's connected to my brand because I talked about him almost every day for 20 years. But Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, and Russell Wilson would all have more Super Bowls if Belichick was their coach. And Aaron has told people privately that. Peyton Manning probably has. Russell Wilson knows it. I'm not saying they'd have as many as Tommy, but they'd have more. You don't think Aaron Rodgers would have more Super Bowls than Belichick? You're out of your gourd. That defense, Aaron's had one great defense in his career. He won a Super Bowl. Peyton Manning's first Colts win. It was his best defense. Ask Bill Polian. So you can beat up on Belichick all you want. He tripled Lombardi, Walsh, Knoll. Tripled them in a sport, by the way, of player empowerment. Bill was so smart that he got players to take pay cuts. Like in the NBA, injuries rarely end your career. Baseball, not that much. Football happens every day. And Bill got all these players through the years, just take less. What? Football player take less? He got the greatest, in fact, greatest football player to take less for over a decade. Yeah, you keep beating up on him. I think he's pretty good. By the way, here's Belichick. Here's Belichick saying nice stuff about Tom Brady yesterday.
Morning. What's going on? Got any stories this week? Yeah, no, nothing Tom does surprises me. He's a great player. Works hard, takes care of himself. I mean, he's talking about playing till 50. I mean, if anybody can do it, he probably can. And Tom's had an unbelievable career. I mean, you can't, there's not enough superlatives and adjectives to compliment him on everything that he's achieved and continues to achieve. So, yeah, it's unbelievably impressive.
We don't buy Belichick jerseys. We're always more in line with worshiping the player than the coach. That guy over that shoulder you're watching on TV right there, he's the best ever. All right, A lot of rookie quarterbacks are playing. There is one that is not. Trey Lance. And he's the only rookie quarterback everybody still loves. I'm hearing people snipe at Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, and Mac Jones. Woo! Last weekend was bad. It was embarrassing. And the one quarterback, the rookie that we're all like, whoo, Trey Lance, touchdown pass, touchdown run, he's not playing. Kyle Shanahan talked about, we don't have a quarterback controversy. My young guy's not ready to play. My veteran's pretty good. Here's Kyle Shanahan.
There's not a quarterback battle right now. I mean, we're going with our starting quarterback, who I think is playing very well. Happy that he is, so Trey is not thrown into any situations he has to do too early. If he ever is thrown into that, then I know Trey will deal with that and he'll get better as it goes, but that's not. We have a luxury where we don't have to do that yet to Trey or to our team. So hopefully we won't have to.
This is something I think is important, even in my career and perhaps yours. Ugly losses leave shrapnel. They don't just end when the game ends. People talk about them. They stew about them. They get embedded in your head. You start doubting teammates, doubting coordinators, doubting people. That Justin Fields loss was so ugly. You question the coach. You question the playbook. You question the general manager. I'm reading Jet fans who a month ago were hailing Robert Saleh as Elon Musk with a playbook. Now I read, is he over his head? Their coordinator has got to go. You know, Joe Douglas, how many years do you get with this offensive line? Owners all say they're patient. In the history of the league, there's never been a single patient NFL owner. Oh, my bad, there is one, the Packers, because they don't actually have one. Playing a rookie and having him unravel is going to create chaos. Because an impatient billionaire upstairs is going to get bad press about that baby he owns, and he's going to question, you know, all these billionaires have one thing in common, egos, and they don't like to be embarrassed, and the Jets just got shut out, and Trevor Lawrence is throwing bad picks, and Justin Fields, and oh my God, my coach, and it tears at the fabric of the building. How do you think that flight home was for the Jets last week? How do you think practice was Tuesday for the Bears? Even in my business, I see networks, one I used to work for, make this mistake. They find young talent and give them their own show. And then it doesn't work and the young talent leaves because you put way too much on their table. Instead of finding a young talent, grooming them, making them a 3 for 2 years and then a 2 for 4 years, and then maybe they get their show. And there's this winning over and over. Not overwhelmed, not giving them this, not giving them that. It's the slow build, the slow momentum. Losses do not end when the game ends. Billionaires start questioning their coordinators and coaches. And coaches now have pressure. They coach differently. And Matt Nagy right now is blaming himself. We're all blaming the GM. Here's what we all know about young quarterbacks. They can't overcome chaos. Unless you're Andrew Luck. It was like one a decade, okay? So they can't overcome. Even Justin Herbert's great. Couldn't win last year. Offensive line coaching. So how do you avoid chaos? Keeping the same coach and the same playbook and the same coordinator and the same GM and the same voice and the same system, which doesn't happen when you go 2-14. If the Jets go 17 games now, 2-15, the coordinator's getting fired. Zach Wilson, second year, new playbook. Hard enough going up against Brian Flores, going up against Bill Belichick, Sean McDermott. Up, second year, new playbook. Guarantee you the coordinator's getting fired. Offensive coordinator's out. By the way, Matt Nagy, who wanted to play Dalton Fields pressure, he's probably going to be out too. And that means Justin Fields on his second coach, second system. Now, sometimes it worked. Goff got McVay over Jeff Fisher. But a lot of times it doesn't. You and I all know this. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but what's the percentage of head coaches hired that are hits? I'm guessing 50%. I have no idea, but it feels lower than that. It feels like the great coaches in the league, 7 of the top 8 outside like McVay, have been around forever, meaning most of the new coaches don't work. They get fired. So the only quarterback, this thing about this idea that just, you know what, it's about the future. Nonsense. It's about winning today. Because those flights home and those practices and people start protecting their careers and they start picking sides in locker rooms and coordinators start looking, working on their resume 13 games into a season because they know they're in trouble and they all read the papers and the talk radio and people are talking and winning matters. And the only quarterback today we still think 100% highly of is the one that's not playing or plays infrequently. In fact, he had a play the other night, ran around, threw it in the dirt. So what? We still love him. It does matter. And I do think owners always say they're patient. Billionaires aren't patient. None of them, ever. Packers have the only patient owner, the fans. I mean, that's it. In the history of the NFL. I've been told that by coaches. I've been told that by GMs. No billionaire wants to get embarrassed. Last week, the Jets were embarrassed. Be very careful about putting young people in spaces where it's virtually impossible for them to succeed. I've seen it in my space, my career. Slow, steady, lack of chaos, from a number three to a number two to a number one, almost always is the right answer. Almost always. All right, good stuff today. Greg Cosell is on in our third hour today. Calvin Johnson, as great a wide receiver talent, and I include Randy Moss, as the sport has probably ever had, will be joining us in 45 minutes from now. All sorts of good stuff today. And I will support, and I am in the minority, I am supporting those getting clobbered. I am supporting the coach who won't play his rookie. I'm supporting Belichick, and I will support Joe Judge of the Giants today, who dismissed analytics, which is never good when you're losing. You can do it when you're winning, but when you're losing, Belichick mocks analytics. He's Belichick. Joe Judge has a funny line. Suddenly he's the worst coach in America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot. The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible. Great rates with none of the bull. Like that. No bull here. The No Bull Zone. There used to be a show called No Something Else Zone. I forget. Who knows? So the media doesn't have a great deal of courage. They like to jump on the avalanche. And so when Joe Judge had kind of a funny line yesterday at a press conference, the media attacked Joe Judge because Joe Judge is now losing football games. Bill Belichick said the exact same thing 3 years ago. Crickets from all the media tough guys. So Joe Judge was talking about analytics, and here we go.
If you kind of look back to a lot of decisions I've made as head coach, I'm not afraid to go for it on fourth down. The analytics is just a tool. It's nice to look at the numbers and how they go through the flow of the game, but the analytics changes based on the opponent, based on who you have available for the game, and how the flow of the game is going, too. You can look at a stat sheet all you want. I promise you, if XL was going to win football games, Bill Gates would be killing it right now, okay? But, you know, you've got to take those numbers as a tool, and then you've got to go ahead and factor into how your team's playing at the time and what the opponent has as well.
He's 100% right. I probably wouldn't have used the line because I know how the media works. They have no courage. So everybody beats up on the losing coach. Bill Belichick, 2 years ago, he puts less than zero stock into the analytics during Patriots games. Crickets from all the tough guys in the media. Not a word. Here's a classic example of the media wanting analytics to be important. The media want, especially print guys. Don't make much money. They want to feel smarter than everybody. Per a September 2020 survey conducted by ESPN's Seth Walter, he conducted it. Six of the 12 playoff teams from 2019 were voted among the 10 most analytically advanced organizations. Oh, six of 12. That means six of 12 also didn't use analytics. Sorry, Seth. Doesn't prove anything. It proves you can, you can't. You know what wins in this league? Tough guys. Great quarterbacks. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Okay, had a great quarterback. Pete Carroll couldn't win games until he had a great quarterback. Belichick now can't win games because he didn't have a great quarterback. It's kind of the sport. If the Giants had won two of the three games they've played and they led all of them with seconds to play, if they'd won all three, Joe Judge would be 8-3 in his last 11 games. Now, with Daniel Jones. Analytics, first of all, I'm in no hurry for them to take over the NFL. They've ruined baseball. It's all launch angles and exit velocity and all these nerds now. There's no base runners in activity. And basketball's all three-point shots. I used to like mid-range jumpers, and I liked Lou Brock and Joe Morgan and cat-and-mouse game and singles and doubles. That's the first thing. Second thing, when you win, you can say anything and nobody cares. By the way, I've always believed analytics are something I would look at. I think they're based on volume. Over the course of regular seasons and volume, analytics are very crucial. But when you get to the postseason in all these sports, the umpiring changes, the officiating changes. Let's take the NBA. NBA is all in on analytics. The last three champions, Bucks, Raptors, Lakers. They all had two things in common, not shooting threes. They were all big, tough, physical teams that played great defense. Two of them didn't shoot threes. One, the Bucks did pretty well, but their best player can't shoot at all. But they're tough. Basketball analytics. Why is James Harden great in the regular season and a flame out in the postseason? Because analytics don't transcend to the postseason. Prime example, what happens in every basketball postseason? Refs swallow the whistle. So the game is officiated differently. Who's that given advantage to? Tough, physical men. That's why all the cool regular season stories with the young teams, they all lose wrestling matches once you get to the playoffs. So the refs officiate different. Coaches in basketball playoffs coach different. They shrink. Guys that were playing Tuesday night in Denver in January don't see the floor. So the coaches coach different. The refs ref different. Veteran players, we all know this, play harder when there's situational urgency. So go look at the NBA playoffs. The analytic team. What about the Warriors? Well, they had the three greatest shooters in the history of basketball. You didn't. They did. And even they had issues in the postseason, often against very physical teams. So the analytics are great for volume. But in baseball playoffs, I mean, you'll literally have Clayton Kershaw pitch one night. Two nights later, you would consider using Kershaw out of the bullpen. You don't do that in May against the Reds. But you do it in October against the Yankees or against the Cubs or the Brewers or the Astros in a playoff game. You manage different in baseball in the playoffs. You have situation. Verlander, bring him out of the pen. He pitched two nights ago. It's game six. In the NBA, you coach differently. Refs swallow a whistle. And in the NFL, Belichick experiments all the time in September. He doesn't in January. Running backs who got touches in the fall don't make the roster in December. They're a DNP, they're not in the game plan. So I like analytics. But the idea that 6 of 12 teams in 2019 that made the playoffs did analytics, that means 6 of 12 didn't. And nobody pushed back on Belichick because he was winning. Joe Judge is good, I believe he is. But when you have a young quarterback and a coordinator, Jason Garrett, who's pretty conservative, and a bad O-line, you lose close games. If he had Justin Herbert, he's probably 3-0 this year. If he had a little better line, like the Chargers with Herbert do, he'd probably win games in Kansas City, not lose games to Atlanta. Analytics, I like analytics. But this rush to them that they're the Bible, look at what postseason baseball, postseason basketball is. The umpiring changes, the rosters shrink, the staffs, the pitching staff shrink, the games change. So regular season analytics can't be treated as the be-all, end-all. They need to be viewed and watched, but understood with some skepticism. They're not the answer to everything, especially when the games count the most. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
A little update on the Deshaun Watson situation. Fox Sports' Jay Glazer reported on Sunday that the Texans have softened their stance regarding the expectations for a Deshaun Watson trade.
While we went into this season, the Texans really were not fielding phone calls. They really weren't. They weren't open to trade talks unless somebody was going to give them a ridiculous trade offer. More than six draft picks. They've already been offered 3 ones and 3 threes. Wanted more of that. However, I was told that this past week, their stance started to soften a little bit with that. The interesting part, you look down at Miami with Tua going down, that'd be an obvious trade partner.
So he also was a little more vague yesterday. He tweeted, "Keep your eyes in this situation." Hashtag scoopage. The Dolphins have reportedly, well, the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, reportedly wants Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And the sticking point has not been the situation, rather what the Texans want in a trade offer, which is reportedly 3 firsts and 2 seconds, which I think is egregious considering the legal situation Watson's in. And we don't even know if he's going to be able to play next year.
Right.
But as is, this is what's happening because, as we talk about all the time, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to win in this league.
Yeah.
Which is why Chris Sims said on Pro Football Talk that Philadelphia is in the mix for Deshaun Watson as well. And the owner has reportedly given Howie Roseman the green light to make the deal if the deal is right.
Yes. If I had Tua, Jalen Hurts, or Deshaun Watson, I would want Deshaun Watson. Now, you and I are both have our questions about where this goes. And that, there's stuff happening in the back scenes right now. And by the way, teams have investigators. Teams are trying to figure out, if we can make this deal, what are the chances that he can play at least by next year?
But you don't have an answer on it because the investigation is still going on.
Right.
So the NFL is not going to intervene in an ongoing investigation. That's not their thing. And while they are doing their own investigation right now, they don't have any answers yet. So this is a huge risk, which is why if the Texans want to move him, 3 firsts and 2 seconds when you don't know if he's going to be able to play next year, if you're a GM, you can't do that. Even if the owner gives you the green light, it's just an impossible situation. Also, Watson has a no-trade clause. So if he only wants to go to Miami, he can veto the trade if he doesn't want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And the other thing to pay attention to is November 2nd, because any deal for Watson that will happen before March 2022 needs to happen before November 2nd. So if this is going to happen this year, it's got to happen
basically
within the next month. So the undefeated Panthers face the Cowboys this Sunday, and Troy Aikman, former Cowboy quarterback and Hall of Famer, said Carolina is going to have a tough task at hand and gave some advice for how to slow down Dallas. He said, if you're in an inferior team, and I think a lot of teams who are going to come and play Dallas are going to be inferior to them, then the best way in order to get into the fourth quarter with a chance to win, which is all you're hoping for, you want to minimize the offensive snaps. The more snaps they have, the better chance they have of blowing you out and scoring points. So he suggested that the Panthers need to try and shorten the game by controlling the clock and keep them from making big plays in the passing game, causing them to commit to running the ball. They do have the number four rushing offense, the Cowboys do, but Carolina currently leads the NFL in rushing defense, giving up just 2.6 yards per carry, and they rank second in total points allowed. So this should be a pretty interesting game.
It should.
This weekend.
Troy's point is shrink the game against the Cowboys because they're going to score against everybody. By the way, that is easier said than done because their defense now is much faster and much more athletic. And what their defense really is, noticeably, is better in the back end. Like Dallas's secondary was a complete liability the last 3 years. It is no longer a liability.
No, they're a different defense, and they deserve credit for that. Cowboys are favored by 4.5 on Fox Bet.
I love Dallas. It's my bet of the week.
You love Dallas?
My bet of the week.
Wow.
I know.
I thought for sure you would take Carolina.
Only
there.
Thing that concerns me is Carolina played on Thursday, so they have extra time. That's the only thing that concerns me. But I think Dallas is one of those teams we're going to look in 7 weeks and go, you know, they're a little better than we think. I think their defense in Dak is fine, but I think their defense, the back end, is like way better than we get yet. We need to see about 4 or 5 more games. I think the back end of their defense now, I think they've found one of the top 5 corners in the NFL. Diggs.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So following their first practice together as teammates, Russell Westbrook dubbed Anthony Davis the ultimate weapon and vowed to help maximize the big man's impact for the Lakers this season.
Yeah, I mean, you know, AD is a special talent, and, you know, obviously the whole world knows it, and, you know, the league knows it. One of a kind, there's nobody like him that can do everything that he's able to do at his size, and my job is to make sure I continue to push him each day, each practice, each game, so he can be at the top of his game each and every night.
I always like watching when someone's giving someone else flowers and they're sitting next to them.
Yeah.
Because you have to keep a straight face.
By the way.
Can't smile.
Anybody notice how happy Russell Westbrook seems?
He is.
Because he's in his hometown.
He is.
He's around his parents.
I can't wait to watch Russ this year.
No, I think we've both said this. I think we've both said that there are some things. His game has not aged particularly well because it's now a shooting league, and that's not his strength. He's more of an athlete. But there is I got a lot of pushback when everybody said, oh, you like him now because he's a Laker. I said, no. His role with the Lakers now is not to be a one or a two.
Right.
His role is minutes, enthusiasm, energy, burst. What I'm asking him now, I'm not asking him to be a 250-inning pitcher.
Right.
I'm asking him to be big in certain spots.
And with this being an older roster, that's exactly what they need for this long season.
Yes. Play hard. Guys that give you everything they have 75 games a year. He works for this moment. Like in Oklahoma City, it's like, you're the man, you take the last big shot. That's not what I ever thought he was for. I always really thought if they'd have kept Harden, Durant, Westbrook, and Harden would have figured out a way to work. With Durant being the primary shooter, Harden being the lead and distributor, and Westbrook being a hyper athlete. Now, Russell may have not liked that and left, but I would have loved to have seen Harden, KD, and Westbrook stay together for 10 years because I think smart basketball players would eventually figure out, like you kind of figure out where I work and where I don't. And they moved off to Harden and it was never the same.
Well, I think that Harden last year was a great example of what can happen when you get in a different situation and buy into what you guys are trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Because I was so I did not know if that was going to work there. I was so impressed with Harden last year.
I thought it was
and
great.
I think that's what you're going to see from Russell Westbrook this year with the Lakers.
That's exactly right. Harden actually last year became a very good distributor. Always had it, never used it, gave us a new weapon.
Yeah.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live News.
By the way, I don't want to be anti-analytics guy. I'm not. I use analytics. But to beat up on Joe Judge when Belichick was even harsher. Belichick's had zero analytic. And the idea that, well, half the teams that used analytics in 2019 were very, very, yeah, but half weren't. This league is about quarterbacks. Even the best coaches can't win without them. That's the league. Analytics, this, that. The NFL has always been real simple. Get a star quarterback, protect him, and then draft guys that go and hit the other quarterback. Because the most comfortable quarterback wins virtually every Sunday. Derek Carr now, who nobody likes, right? Well, if you go look at what Derek Carr is doing, the Raiders now have a pass rush. So Derek in three straight games has been the more comfortable quarterback if you watch the games. Just slightly more comfortable than Lamar Jackson was. Not saying he's better, but that's the sport. So you can talk about analytics in football. You know, basketball comes down to the same thing too. Who's got the best three players? I mean, that generally wins the championship. Or health. Last several NBA finals, teams fall apart. Warriors fell apart, Raptors won. They wouldn't have if the Warriors didn't fall apart. So quarterback, protect him, draft guys to get theirs, and how's your health in week 17? That's going to decide these playoffs. And I'm not anti-analytic, but I love how everybody buries Joe Judge and gave Belichick a free pass, because it takes courage to write that tweet or that column to rip Belichick for saying it, and nobody wants to get rolled over on social media. So it's easy to just, yeah, Joe Judge is terrible. I don't think he is. And I think he was right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Jonathan Vilma played in the NFL for a decade. 3 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl as well with the Saints, and he is now joining us live. So, you did the Falcons-Giants last weekend, and you're doing the Giants again this weekend, so you've watched a lot of film, you've watched their preparation. I said, Joe Judge is not winning enough to kind of roll his eyes a little bit at analytics. Belichick's done it before. But I think it's easy to pick on a guy that's losing, and I just think Daniel Jones, the verdict's still out. We don't know what he is, and I think you lose close games when you're average at quarterback in this league. That's what Pete Carroll did before Russell got to Seattle. You win close games when you have a, you know, maybe a Dak or a Russell Wilson. So your interpretation of Joe Judge, what do you see last week? What do you see you like? What would concern you going forward with the Giants and Joe Judge?
What I like about Joe Judge is the team does play hard. We went to their practice. They practiced hard. They were, you know, in sync mentally, physically, and watching the game against the Falcons and watching the film from their prior games, they do play hard. They run to the football. They try to tackle. Their tackling has gotten better as the weeks have gone on. Offensively, we know they're limited athletically at the offensive line position, but they're still able to get some push. You know, Saquon Barkley had some good runs up the middle. They kind of got away from it for whatever reason. So there are a lot of good things you can take from the Giants team when you start to really dive into them, you know, aside from the record. My biggest concern would be the discipline or lack of discipline.
Yeah.
And not anything off field or anybody getting in trouble. It's the penalties. I go back to when I played and Sean Payton was the head coach. He always said the penalties are a direct reflection of the discipline of a team. And so if we had a lot of penalties in one game, he took it very personally. And he said, we cannot continue like this. One, it'll lose you games. Two, it's a reflection of me as a coach that I'm allowing you guys to either do too much or whatever you want to call it in practice that's translating or not translating over into the game. So my biggest concern would be that right now, the penalties, the miscues, those missed opportunities, that's preventing them from winning games.
Yeah, by the way, is Sean Payton's teams historically and Bill Belichick's teams historically don't have a lot of penalties. And so Joe Judge's Giants right now are a penalty-plagued mess. So there are a couple of things I want to ask you about. So you've done a Rams game this year. And it's interesting. My eyes are telling me less tricks, more straight dropbacks. And that's telling me they trust Stafford. Last year, I felt the Rams were a lot of deception, a lot of play action. They were fooling you. When I watch them now, it's just like, Matt, we got a lot of weapons. Drop back and hit them. That's what I see. That's what my eyes tell me. What did you see as a great defensive player with the Rams, Stafford, and the new offense?
You know, they have... What your eyes are telling you is correct. What they have, though, and I take it from a different approach, is a quarterback that doesn't need the gimmicks or the trickeration to sit there and make a play. So what happens when you have a trick play or a gimmicky play, there's one read, right? You do fake reverses here, there, and then all of a sudden, this one guy is going to be open. If he's not open, throw the ball away or take the sack. You don't have to do that anymore because you have a quarterback that's literally seen it all. He knows how to manipulate a defense. He knows how to read the coverages. And look, there's not a knock on Goff. This is just the reality of what the Rams have right now at quarterback, where they're saying, look, we'll just drop back. We'll do our normal play action. And Matthew Stafford, you read it with your eyes, and then you let your arm do the rest. So I see when that's the love affair that everyone has right now with the Rams. They see what you see. You're exactly right. They don't have to do the gimmicks. They just line up. They either run the ball, drop back, play action, whatever it is, and they let their quarterback do exactly what he's been doing for 13 years now, but with a better offense, better weapons, better offensive line. You know, everything's better for Matthew Stafford. So that's what I see, and that's why they're so dangerous as a team right now.
So all these rookie quarterbacks just were unraveling last weekend. I mean, it was bad. I mean, you even see with Sean Payton that Jameis Winston is going through a growing process. It's hard. You know, and I've said, I've always been kind of stubborn on this, is I think you have to set young people in any industry up for success, and that slow and steady gives them confidence. They feel good, especially with social media. If you stink now, you go home on your phone and you feel worse about yourself. So I think even
Colin, they all should sit. They all should sit. Every last one of these rookie quarterbacks needs to take a seat on the bench, let a veteran handle the load, and then learn just the way Aaron Rodgers learned, just the way Patrick Mahomes learned. And then everyone wants to say, well, what about Peyton Manning? Peyton Manning is a different animal, different breed. He's a cyborg. You don't compare any of these rookie quarterbacks to Peyton Manning. You compare him to the other quarterbacks who are really, really, really good, top-notch, Super Bowl-winning quarterbacks, and you look and say, that guy sat for a couple years. That guy sat for a couple years. They are killing these quarterbacks. They're killing their confidence. Physically, they're killing them. All these interceptions, like, it's hard to grow from that. It really is hard seeing a lot of good quarterbacks just have their confidence crushed because their rookie season was terrible, or they got beat up and they started seeing ghosts throughout their career, rushing the football, too afraid to sit in the pocket. Like, they all need to sit, man. This is just absolutely ridiculous. And there's a reason why they all stink right now. They're good athletes and they could be good quarterbacks. Right now, they all stink.
Yeah. No, you're right. By the way, Brady goes back to Foxborough. I've read stories. I kind of laugh at it. These stories that, you know, Tom, there's going to be a lot of anxiety. He's going to be very nervous. And I think, Mac Jones.
Okay.
I'd be terrified if I was Mac Jones. What do you think we'll see with Brady, New England, that matchup?
I'm going to see what I expect from Tom Brady. He's going to keep it classy leading up to the game. He's going to stay classy during the game. He's going to try to rip them for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. He'll keep it classy in the post-game interview. And then he'll send a little jab on Twitter, on Instagram. just twist the knife a little bit. That's all he wants to do. Just twist the knife, right? And you know, leave one of those little cryptic messages where you know he's jabbing at Bill Belichick, but he's just going to leave it at that, right? And that's what I love about Tom Brady, the competitive nature. He understands first things first. I can't jab and twist that knife unless I perform. So he goes, he focuses on that, perform, and then have a little fun with it, man. I love it. I'm here for all the pettiness.
Well, you've been so good for us at Fox Sports. Jonathan Vilma, he's doing the Giants-Saints game. And by the way, I may be in the minority. I think the Giants give him a real push. They've led every game they've played, Jonathan. I think that's going to be a potential upset. I really do.
Wait. That was not a confident statement. Are they going to upset the Saints, or do you think that they're going to potentially maybe have a good game, could give them a push? Which one is it?
They're going to upset the Saints.
Oh. I respectfully disagree, but I like your stance.
Great seeing you, Jonathan.
Likewise, Colin. Take care.
Well, the spread doesn't make any sense. They've led in every game. I don't want to be Mr. Anti-Analytics guy, but if you have a good quarterback, it's just you start winning all these games. Pete Carroll was losing in Seattle all these close games by 4. The next year with Russell, he wins them all by 3. And then the next year, Russell gets better, he wins them by 6. And then they are the best team in the league for 2 or 3 years. It's like, don't outthink the room here. Just get a great quarterback. It makes everything way easier. Remember when we used to say, you know, Andy Reid can't do clock management.
Terrible clock management.
Terrible clock management. It's funny. Never hurt now. You never hear it now. It's like Andy Reid, he invented the watch. I mean, now he's the smartest clock management guy of all time. Yeah, because he got the guy pulling the trigger named Patrick Mahomes. Faherty, founded by twin brothers, family business, best-looking clothes backed by a lifetime guarantee. I wear their stuff all the time. Faherty, 20% off right now. The code HERD. Go to FahertyBrand.com/HERD. FahertyBrand.com/HERD.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.